Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm back with the, but I'm here with my first ever episode of the Sogcast. This is going to be episode one, and in this video slash podcast, I'm beginning to the Warriors winning game five, Anthony Davis trade rumors, Kevin Durant gets re-injured. I'll be getting into a little bit more than that as well, and some other random things that I also would like to talk about. So I'm very excited for this first podcast. I don't really know how long it's going to be, mainly because I've never done one of these. I don't know how many points you need to really make a podcast. I feel like I'm pretty good at rambling on about random stuff, so if I ever get on any tangents, well, that is probably why. So yeah, but let's get into the first topic, which is going to be the Warriors winning game five. Now, the Warriors were able to extend their season and keep their dynasty hopes alive and hoping to three-peat their chances alive, as they were in an elimination game and they were able to win by 1 point against the Toronto Raptors in a game where a lot of eventful things happened. Steph Curry had a very good game. Klay Thompson had a good game. Kawhi went off in the fourth quarter. Kyle Lowry kind of disappeared. DeMarcus Cousins had a very good play. Very good minutes off the bench. So, I mean, really, when you look at it, they played very, very well. The Warriors played very well to only win by 1 point, which is pretty scary, but they did have a 14-point lead at 1 point, and then Kawhi Leonard went off, so that was a big reason. But, I mean, Kawhi Leonard had a very, very good game, and to see that they were at least able to counterpunch that and show that they were still fighting for their finals, and that was probably the hardest we've ever really seen the Golden State Warriors play in a very, very long time. I think this is the first time they've really realized, okay, our backs are against the wall. We're actually going to have to come out here, fight, and actually have to work for this win. And I think they realized that, and that's what the type of Warriors that we saw. We saw the Warriors that knew that their backs were against the wall, and they absolutely had to win this game, or their three-peat was over, and probably their argument for being one of the best teams to ever be assembled. So I think definitely that's a lot of motivation, and I mean, with all that being said, how eventful was it? Oh yeah, and Kevin Durant got re-injured, but I'm gonna be getting into that a little bit later in this video. So, or in this podcast, I'm gonna have to get really used to not saying video and podcast, because I mean, I've been doing videos for so long. I made like 400 plus videos on YouTube, so it's really gonna be hard for me to get used to saying podcast and video. So bear with me if I ever say that and I don't catch it. Bear with me. So yeah. But Warriors winning game five, a very big, very, very big thing for them. And also, I mean, Toronto, you kind of got yourself in trouble now, and you don't really know if you're going to be able to win, because now going to say, I've been saying ever since game five was even like a thing, I've been saying if the Warriors win game five, they're going to win this series, because hear me out. So game five, that's going to be at Toronto. That's the Raptors' best chance to win. Well, now that they lost game five, now game six is at Oracle, and what are the chances they lose their last professional game at Oracle Arena in the NBA Finals? What are the chances that's how they go out? Very, very little. Slim to none. And then, now you go to game seven, now you have to go against the more experienced team. Steph Curry, who's done this many times. Klay Thompson, who's one of the best shooters ever live. DeMarcus Cousins, who is a veteran, does know what he's doing. Iguodala. I mean, the Warriors have so much more finals experience, and in game seven, where the nutrition is really starting to set in, you really have to dig deep, and whoever wants it more, I give the advantage to the Warriors. So I think the Raptors definitely just got themselves in very, very big trouble with losing game five, and I think they needed game five in order to win the series. They didn't, so I think the Warriors are going to win, and I hate the Warriors. That hurts me to say. Now, there is a chance the Raptors do win game six, and I'm completely wrong, but in my heart, I really do feel like the Warriors are going to win this series now. I think Curry is finally not shook anymore. Klay Thompson's back into the rhythm things. Boogie Cousins is getting better and better every single game, is getting healthier, and I mean, I think that's helping them a lot. Iguodala, he hasn't been helping them much offensively, but I'm sure he's going to have a game here soon where he goes off. Kevon Looney, he's back. He no telling how severe his injury is just yet, but I mean, if he's able to stay healthy, I think there is a very, very big chance that he will be a huge contributor to them as well in game six for sure. So I mean, I think the Raptors got themselves in a lot of fucking trouble, but like, I don't know if y'all guys think that or it's just me, or I don't know, but I think they're in big trouble. So now, also, my second thing I want to get in for this podcast is going to be Anthony Davis trade rumors. Now, as a New Orleans Pelicans fan, it's safe to say I don't really like Anthony Davis trade rumors, as obviously I do not want him to leave. I want him to stay on the Pelicans for as long as possible, even despite what he's done so far. And I mean, I really think Rich Paul is a big reason. I just made a video on this, like, not too long ago at all. I think Rich Paul is a huge reason and probably one of the only reasons Anthony Davis even requested a trade in the first place. And he's the reason that this dumpster fire of the Lakers and the Pelicans even happened in the first place. So I think if you want to thank anybody about that, don't thank Magic Johnson. Don't thank Dale Demps. Thank Rich Paul. He ruined a lot of things. And now Anthony Davis is getting very, very hot. As Woj said that the Pelicans are looking to make a deal before this weekend even ends. And the Lakers and the, I think the Lakers and the Celtics, or Lakers and Knicks, something like that, they're in the front runner right now, the front seat to trade for Anthony Davis, and that the Lakers are, out of those two teams, most likely to trade for him. And I mean, as a Pelicans fan, I would not mind us trading with the Lakers, because I think Lonzo Ball is a very underrated player, very underrated defender for sure, very underrated passer, and if he can just score a little bit higher efficiency and stay a little bit healthier, I think Lonzo Ball could be an all-star level player, even one of the better point guards in the entire league. Kyle Kuzma, I definitely think he has all-star level potential, especially with how good he can shoot, how good he can score. I think Kuzma is definitely going to have an all-star in his future, at least a few. And then Brandon Ingram, I don't know about Brandon Ingram, only because, I mean, he's not been the healthiest of players, and among that, he's also not been the most talented and hasn't been playing that very well and has never really lived up to his full potential. Now, he has put stretches together over the past few seasons that have made me be like, okay, maybe this kid has a chance, but then there's other times and you're just like, why? Like, no, Brandon Ingram's not that good. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind Brandon Ingram being in the trade deal, but I don't think he absolutely has to be, but I'm sure he will be. And then, obviously, the Lakers also have the fourth or third overall pick, which would be extremely valuable for the Pelicans, because now they're going to get the number one overall pick, plus the number three or four overall pick, whatever the Lakers have, I forgot, I can't think of it on the top of my head, plus Lonzo, plus Brandon Ingram, plus Kyle Kuzma, which means their young core could be a future dynasty, because, I mean, depending on how they all develop, if they develop good enough and they stay together long enough, that team has very, very high potential to become an absolute dynasty. Because just think, you could be adding someone like Zion Williams, RJ Barrett, Jamon Morant, plus you're gonna have Lonzo, Kuzma, and Brandon Ingram, and you might be bringing in some people like Julius Randle and start developing people like that. Plus, they have $24 million in cap space this year, and you get rid of Anthony Davis' big contract, well, that frees up even more space. So, I mean, I definitely do think that Anthony Davis trade rumors, although I don't see Anthony Davis gone, it is cool to see that he is finally about to get traded. And actually, when we first got David Griffin, I thought there was actually a chance we got to keep him, because we won the draft lottery, and he seemed very, very confident that we were going to be able to keep him. So, I thought there'd be a chance, and I was hoping we would see Anthony Davis and Zion Williams at least play one game together, but I guess we're not going to be able to see that. So, yeah. I think that's as far as I stand on the Anthony Davis trade rumors thing. And now the third thing I want to be getting into is the Kevin Durant getting re-injured. Now, Kevin Durant either got a new injury or the same injury, but they called it something else. Because a lot of people, before he even got in the game, already speculated that he hurt his Achilles and not his calf, like the Warriors had said. And then in this game, he tore his Achilles. So, I mean, there's a very big chance it's the same exact injury, and he didn't get re-injured. He just re-aggravated the same injury he already had. So, I mean, I think KD getting re-injured, pretty much that has to be the last straw. Like, he's not coming back this series. That has to be it. But with that being said, before this dude got injured, he was going off. He had 11 points in 11 minutes. He was already looking like he was the best player on the court the second he came back. He was making an immediate impact. So if he doesn't get hurt, the Warriors probably blow the Raptors out right there. In my opinion, if KD was healthy this entire series, it wouldn't even be a close series. I think the Warriors would be killing them. Now, I'm not giving the Warriors any, like, slack for this. I mean, they should still be a little bit more competitive than they have been, and it looks like they're going to go back to that after game five. So yeah, but I do think that KD getting re-injured is a very, very big thing, because now the Raptors don't have to worry about him coming back at all. They don't have to worry about having to game plan for Kevin Durant. Now they really know who to game plan for, and they can't really be caught off guard. And it's going to be pretty much what they saw in the first four games. So, yeah, but we did see that Kevin Durant, if he was healthy, he would be a huge, huge piece to this series. As, I mean, 11 points in 11 minutes, coming off of a huge calf injury, not playing for a month and a day, that is a very, very long time to not play basketball. And when your first basketball is an elimination game in the NBA Finals, well, I guess you can say pretty confidently that this kid is an absolute beast, and he would probably be a huge, huge difference maker if he was in the NBA Finals this year. Now, I want to get into some free agent predictions as well, as, I mean, I think some free agency, I have some cool ones and some that everybody already knows, but some that not many people might agree with. So please keep your opinions, like, not to yourself, but keep your opinions, like, at least a little nice if you don't agree with me what I said. So my free agent predictions are actually going to be Kawhi Leonard. He's going to stay in Toronto, in my opinion, because, I mean, if the Raptors win the NBA Finals, which I don't know if they will, but if they do win the NBA Finals, well, how can you leave that? Like, how can you, as a competitor, as a dude that wants to win, how can you leave a team that you just brought to the NBA Finals and you just won with? Like, I don't see how you can leave the NBA Finals winning team when you're the best player on the team. You have an entire country in the palm of your hand. You're an absolute beast. You're playing out of your mind. You're having one of your best seasons. You brought them to the Finals. You won the NBA Finals. I just don't see how you could leave if you're Kawhi Leonard. Now, even if they lose the NBA Finals, I would still stay because there'd be a big chance that they could bring in a free agent or something, or even trade for somebody in the offseason. Now, if they lose NBA Finals, I think there's a bigger chance he leaves the LA or something, but I think if they win, he's a guarantee to stay in Toronto. But now Kevin Durant, you know, he's a pretty cool one, but I don't know if he's going to be as sought after as he was once was until he got injured, because, I mean, an Achilles injury to a basketball player is almost like just cutting off their leg. Like, an Achilles injury will ruin a lot of people's career, ruin Kobe's career, ruined a lot of other people's career as well. But Kevin Durant, I think it's going to be going to the Brooklyn Nets, and I'll be getting to why I think it's going to be in the Brooklyn Nets right here, because I also think it's going to be a combo package pretty much. I think Kyrie Irving will also be going to the Brooklyn Nets as a combo, because I think Kyrie won't go unless Kevin Durant goes, and Kevin Durant won't go unless Kyrie goes. But with them getting Terrence Prince and trading for him and getting rid of Allen Crabbe's contract off their payroll, that now opens up two max contract spots, which could very much be Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And there have already been tons and tons of reports saying that Kyrie Irving is very strongly leaning to the Nets, and he's extremely interested in going to the Nets. So that's definitely where I think it's going. Now, there hasn't been as many rumors as it calling Kevin Durant's side, but I think Kevin Durant will be going there, as there have been reports that Kevin Durant will follow Kyrie Irving wherever he goes. But now Kemba Walker, he's one of the more interesting ones, because as loyal as he is, I find it extremely hard to believe he can go this long without winning. Kemba Walker is one of the better point guards in the entire league. He can shoot lights out. He can score lights out. He can probably be your number one scorer on a contending team. But with the Charlotte Hornets, with how bad they draft, like Michael Jordan, I love him. He was a great player. GMing, not as much. I mean, he's an awful GM. He can't draft for shit. He can't pick up free agents. He doesn't pick up good talent at all. He doesn't put anything around Kemba Walker. For the past 4 years, the best player Kemba Walker's played with is Nicholas Batum, and the next one is probably Dwight Howard. So, I mean, you can't tell me that Kemba Walker wants to get out of this situation. Nothing good is going to come from Kemba Walker staying. If he stays, they're going to stay as a 8th seed or a team that just missed out on the playoffs, which means they're never going to be picking high in the lottery, which means it's going to be harder for Michael Jordan, who already can't draft for shit. It's going to be harder for him to add some other players. So, I mean, with that being said, I think Kemba Walker needs to leave, but I don't think he will, because there's a Supermax on the table, and for someone like Kemba Walker, who's so loyal, plus a Supermax, I think he's probably going to stay with Charlotte, but I don't think he should, and I would much rather see him go to a team like, I don't know, the Pelicans or something. I'm unbiased opinion, I think he should go to the Pelicans. So, yeah. But now my next free agent is going to be Klay Thompson. Now, I think Klay Thompson's going to stay in Golden State, but his secondary team would be the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, Klay Thompson, this dude, he's one of the best shooters I've ever lived. You know who he is. He's very, very good and is a very, very big piece to the Golden State Warriors roster. And I think Klay Thompson is going to stay because they're probably going to let Kevin Durant walk, which is going to result in them having enough cap space to re-sign Klay Thompson to a max contract, which is what Klay Thompson wants. And Klay Thompson said if he gets the money he wants, he will stay in the Golden State because he loves Golden State and he wants to stay there. But I think that he would be very interesting with the Lakers because, I mean, look, Klay Thompson plus LeBron, that would be a very, very good matchup, as LeBron plays best with shooters, right? Well, Klay Thompson is one of the best shooters to ever live, and LeBron can definitely pass him open. So with that being said, Klay Thompson would be a very good fit in LA, and I think that would definitely be his second choice if he had to pick one. But in my opinion, he's just going to stay with the Golden State Warriors. Now, DeMarcus Cousins, another Golden State Warrior, I think he will actually be going to the Lakers, as, I mean, let's be honest, who's really offering DeMarcus Cousins a max contract? He has had two pretty big injuries over the past year, the one in the game one of the playoffs, and another one 2 years ago when he tore his Achilles. So, I mean, I highly doubt that Boogie Cousins will be getting a ginormous contract. He will be getting a pretty sizable one, but I don't think he's a max contract player. The Lakers need a center pretty badly right now, as, I mean, I think JaVale McGee's their starting center. And DeMarcus Cousins, although being injured, although being not himself this year, is definitely an upgrade over JaVale McGee. And JaVale McGee's good and all, but he's definitely not as good as Boogie Cousins, even a 50% Boogie Cousins. As Boogie Cousins is able to space the floor pretty good, he can pass the ball pretty good, and he can dribble pretty good for his size. So I think he would definitely be a huge addition for the Lakers if he was to go there. And I think that another thing, reason why they would sign him is because the Lakers aren't going to be able to attract Kevin Durant, Kawhi, Kyrie, or names like that. So they're going to have to get like the next level under. Like Boogie's a level 2 free agent, Kawhi and all them are level 1. So I think that they're going to have to go for people like Boogie Cousins in free agency. And now my fifth thing I'm going to be getting into for this podcast is going to be Bol Bol is a sleeper in the draft. Now, a lot of people, y'all know who Bol Bol is most likely, but due to him falling so far, not many people are really respecting him in this draft and like who is Bol Bol and whatever, stuff like that. Well, Bol Bol, if he wasn't for an injury, he would probably be a top lottery pick, as this dude in 10 games, I'm pretty sure, averaged 20-10, which is very good. And if he didn't have a foot injury, he would be an absolute beast. Plus, he can expand the floor. I think he's like, what, 7'6" or something like that? No, he's probably like 7'1", 7'3". He's very tall, and he's, although skinny, he's not fragile. He's pretty strong. He's very lengthy, can block shots. He can shoot the three very good for someone his size, and it's going to be very hard to guard him, as, I mean, he can dribble, get his own shot, shoot the three. Now, I think Bol Bol could be one of those players we look back in the future and be like, how did he drop so far, and why did we not know that this was coming? I think Bol Bol could be an absolute beast in this year's draft and be one of the biggest steals in NBA draft history. I mean, his father is Manute Bol, so he knows what it takes to be in the NBA. He's been around NBA players his whole life. He's probably been having the best trainers his entire life. He can shoot threes. He's a very, very good player, an all-around player, especially for someone his size. So I would definitely be on the lookout for Bol Bol. But unfortunately, guys, that's going to be it for this podcast. I know it was probably, 17 minutes is probably what it's going to end up around. And I would say that's a pretty good time for my first podcast ever. And you know, I want to see, do you want a longer, do you want a shorter? I want to hear your thoughts in the comment section below. And if you're on Anchor, I don't know if you can do that, but yeah. So yeah, but if you're on YouTube watching this, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button if you do enjoy. I want to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Do you think that the Sawcast is a thing that you would watch? What improvements do you think I should make, longer, shorter? I want to hear our thoughts in the comment section below. But unfortunately, guys, it's my first podcast. So hope you have a blessed day. Could have a blessed day. So you need to have a blessed day. See you in the next one. Goodbye.